This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Public Service overhauls generating unit at Old Harbour Power Plant. Governor General urges members of the public to become change agents. And Jamaican delegation in India to study electricity theft prevention methods. The details after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, has completed the overhaul of one of three generating units located at the Old Harbour Power Plant in St. Catherine. The 65-megawatt capacity facility was taken out of service in April to facilitate the rehabilitation exercise. The project was completed at a cost of over $1 billion. Corporate Communications Officer at the JPS, Audrey Williams, says the initiative will enable customers to benefit from improved reliability in their electricity service.
What this means is that it's going to be operating as efficiently as it did when it was first purchased years ago. And so it will be using fuel as efficiently as possible, and it will also be more reliable. So we would expect that in terms of how it contributes to the whole provision of electricity, we can anticipate more reliable service.
Mrs. Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News Friday. She says the rehabilitation exercise, which lasted close to 100 days, saw JPS providing employment for more than 150 local persons. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is urging members of the public to become change agents in their respective communities to help reap sustainable social transformation in the country. The Governor General says each of us must take action to build a bright and prosperous Jamaica, including providing information to the security forces to help curtail criminal activity. He also called on citizens to protect and preserve the environment.
There is much to remind us of our capacity to achieve excellence. We need to activate the fervor and the passion which have fueled our achievements and remain motivated by the sacrifices of our ancestors whose dream was for this little rock to become one of the greatest nations on earth. We must believe that no matter how impossible the dream may appear, we can achieve it.
The Governor General was making his Independence Day address on Thursday. Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Omar Sweeney, is leading a 5-member delegation to India to gain technical expertise towards reducing electricity theft in Jamaica. The team will participate in a knowledge exchange that will share successful experiences in reducing technical and non-technical electricity losses from low-income urban communities and slums in New Delhi, India. The objective of the visit is to develop a national electrification plan for Jamaica that will lower electricity theft through sustainable social interventions. The information exchange runs from August 3 to 7. The visit was organized through the World Bank's Energy Sector Management Assistance Program and the Tata Power Delhi Distribution Limited. The decision to pursue the visit to India emerged after a June 2015 seminar hosted by the World Bank and USAID in Jamaica to share knowledge and experiences about electricity theft within six countries: Dominican Republic, India, Kenya, Colombia, Moldova, and Chile. It was determined that India had the most adaptable and sustainable approach to the Jamaican experience. And Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna is applauding the efforts that went into this year's staging of the Grand Gala. Ms. Hanna says the event included a variety of performances, particularly by the youth, which were appropriate for the theme Proud and Free Jamaica 53.
We have some more surprises next year. We're actually in planning now for next year, and so Jamaicans can look out. We have so many things in store for Jamaica. And not only that, but we are going to be making sure that Jamaicans understand why we must celebrate.
Minister Hanna was speaking in an interview with GIS News at the gala held at the National Stadium on Thursday. She says Jamaicans can expect another exciting showcase of the country's cultural offerings for next year's staging. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.